Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Poore taking you through this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Talking all things Nashville Predators. They're taking on the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach John Hines. John, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you guys.
John, we appreciate you taking time to join us. Obviously, your team playing really well as of late, winners of 4 out of the last 5, an impressive performance the other night against Detroit. What do you like the most about the way that your group has responded as of late, both on the 8-game road trip and now coming back one game at home, taking on the Red Wings again tonight?
I'd say probably three things. I think, you know, probably the first and foremost is I think the group's really come together as a team. And when you see guys, I think they're really playing for one another. You know, I think you can look at things that have gone on the road trip, just the consistency level in the work that we've had. There's a clear identity to our team every time we've played, you know, probably barring that second Florida game where, you know, we didn't play as well, but I thought that was more of an execution thing with the puck, our puck play and puck decisions, than it was how hard we were working throughout the lineup. So I think the fact that we're playing really well as a team, we're playing very connected. Guys are playing hard for each other. You know, you look on the road trip, we had a couple fights, and I think the team's response after those fights, as opposed to early in the year, brought us energy, and there was very good reactions to that. I think when you look at sometimes when guys have taken penalties, like Matty Olivier in the Florida game, he takes that four-minute roughing penalty against Gudas. Just the reaction of the guys on the bench and how hard they went out and tried to kill that penalty has been pretty impressive. I think that, you know, the guys really understand now, you know, the group of players that have been playing, just how hard you have to work night in and night out on both sides of the puck, not only defensively but offensively. The intensity level that our forecheck pressure, when we lose possession, our forwards, they're not hanging below the puck or waiting for someone else to do the job. They're transitioning hard back to defense, which allows us to play a real strong, connected game. And that's been very, very consistent. And I'd say the third thing is I just really like the mentality of our team, that there's, you know, we don't have any excuses, whether we've had injuries or a tough road trip or what it's been. You know, guys have, every player that was on the road trip played and contributed, no matter who was in or out of the lineup. We were the same group and the same mentality throughout every game. And I think that's a big thing, that it's about now we put ourselves in position where we can really compete for a playoff spot. And, you know, we're in a situation, too, to the players' credit, that, you know, we're not hoping for someone to lose or have to go on this big run, you know, win 5, 6 games, 7 games in a row. We have to take care of our business on a daily basis.
On the first of those, John, is there a particular thing you can point to, a moment, a Newt Rockne speech from you, you know, an individual on the ice, something that has helped bring it all together?
You know, I think one of the big things is we didn't have a great series against Florida prior to the road trip, and there were some things in our game, particularly what I said, particularly with our forward group. Just, I think when you watch us play in the offensive zone, like, we showed some shop and compare clips. We showed Tampa, we showed Florida. Watch their reload and their commitment level without the puck, their intensity level in the offensive zone of getting to the net or winning puck battles, and you know, showed this and then shop and compared with our clips, and they weren't close to the level they needed to be. And we talked about coming on the road trip and saying that if we're going to give ourselves a chance to win, this is the style of game A, we've been preaching, but B, we have to have this in our game if we're going to give ourselves a chance to win. And to the guys' credit, I think they understood what it needed to be, and it was executed. And I think that got legs. That now started. Okay, yeah, this is hard to play against. It is a lot of hard work, but there's rewards at it. And I think it just kind of grew as the road trip went on.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And John, I talked to you the other night after the game about Matthias Ekholm and just how important he's been for your team through this stretch. As you've looked at it from your vantage point with the young guys you've had in the lineup on the back end, having him elevate and play on the left side, he's shown the ability to play on the right side as well. Just what has Matthias Ekholm meant to this group specifically? And I guess from a leadership standpoint, what sort of strides have you seen him take over the last stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, he's played very well. Obviously, you can see what he's done on the ice. I think that we were talking about the other day as a staff, just with Roman out and Ryan out. You know, he's really been the most experienced guy, and was thrust into the number one position of having top minutes in every situation. And I think he really thrived in that situation. And his play's been very good. He's always been someone I think you can all count on, even prior to my time here. He's plays the game hard. He's a big 6'4" defenseman. You know, he can skate, he moves the puck, he defends well. You can use him in all situations. And, you know, that's never really been a question with Matthias. I think his game has elevated since the injuries. And like I said the other night when we talked after the game, that he's a big reason why I think our team has really taken a step on the ice, just the way that he plays night in and night out. And the second part is I think he really did a good job as a growing leader with our team of, you know, you can have success on the ice too, but there's so much behind the scenes, your team chemistry, the buy-in, what's being said in between periods, you know, the messages from the coaches to the players. I think he's really we've seen him take a step just in his demeanor around the locker room, being more vocal. And I'd like to just give you guys a heads up on that. You know, I think sometimes when you look at leadership, you know, we look at these guys and look at a guy like Ekholm and you know, he's a big 6'4" guy. He's a well-spoken guy. And the way that he plays, you think there's a natural leadership component to him. And I think a lot of times you forget that these guys are great athletes, but sometimes they need to learn about leadership. And one of the things we've talked with our leadership group about, and particularly him, was we set goals for those guys coming into the year. And we had a leadership criteria. And one of them is, you know, Matthias has always set the example of the way he plays, the way he goes about his business, what type of pro he is. But that's just setting the example. That's not leadership. Leadership is communicating and having a willingness to hold people accountable to those same standards that he has. And I think he was a guy that set the example of how you want to play and practice and how you want to be a pro. But the next step for our group and our leadership group was, you've got to be willing to hold people accountable. And, you know, you can go to the movies with friends, but when friendship gets in the way of being a great teammate and a leader, that's the growth step that needs to happen for some of these guys. And that's what we've seen with Matthias, is being willing to hold people accountable and being more vocal and communicating what needs to be done. And I think that's where he's really taken a step, is being a leader versus setting an example.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We talked about this earlier, John, like from our perspective on Matthias, and a lot of times they don't match up. You know, one of the best guys to talk to over the years, you know, a guy who, good times, bad times, very outspoken, you know, willing to be very frank about things. You know, again, doesn't always match up, but it was interesting to hear you talk about him using his voice more, you know, behind the scenes. Is the youth of the team also part of that? I guess, is it easier or is it more urgent when you have so many young guys in the lineup now who need that kind of guidance?
Well, I think with, you know, the difference is, you know, when you look at our team, when you have everybody in the lineup, you have a lot of guys that are all the same age, and lots of them have very similar experience, whether it's in the league or, you know, they've come up together. Some guys have been in the same draft class. And when you have a group of people that are all around the same age, you know, there is no natural pecking order, where when you have some young guys in your lineup, a guy like Matthias has far more experience than guys in the league. And, you know, I think that sometimes it's easier as a leader to be a little bit more vocal with young guys, because there's just this natural level of respect, or sometimes there's not, you know, as much pushback or things like that, because they're young and they're influential. And I think when, you know, that's the challenge of being a leader, is to be able to do it with, you know, with young players, but also, you know, have that, which is why I think you need a leadership group sometimes, is to be able to have some backing, whether it's Roman says something and he's got to have his assistant captains, you know, be with him and stand strong together when you have a group of players that are all around the same age. And sometimes that dynamic changes a bit when you have some younger guys in the lineup.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, John, it's been pretty incredible to watch UC Soros since he's come back from injury. He has the shutout performance the other night against Detroit, the 47-save performance, albeit in a loss against Florida as well. But he was outstanding in that game. What have you noticed from him since he's come back? What do you think has been the difference with him since he's come back in?
Well, sometimes, you know, it's funny, guys can get away from a little bit when they get injured, and sometimes it's good for a reset. I even think, you know, when you look at Ekholm's play since he's come back from injury, he's been a little bit mentally refreshed and ready to go. But as far as Soros, when he's playing his best hockey, he's really, you know, he's a smaller goalie, but he's very athletic. But the thing that makes him very good is he's very positionally, he's very sound. He anticipates and reads the game really well. And I think when you look at him now, he's reading plays through traffic. I think when you look at a lot of the East-West plays, or like that rebound save he made early in the game against Detroit, you know, he sits back a little bit more in his net. He reads the play. He can anticipate, and his lateral movement, you know, lots of times he's in good position. So he's one of these goalies. Sometimes he makes incredible saves, but sometimes they don't look that great because of his positioning and his anticipation to be in the right spots, and that's when he's playing his best hockey.
John, I know you were asked about Tim Peel after the game the other night. We don't need to revisit that specifically, but it has become the biggest story in hockey right now over the last 24 hours or so. So a general question for you on officiating, the state of officiating, without getting you fined here, but do you think that there is a problem in this league, and do you think that fundamental changes need to happen to make officiating better in this league?
You know, I don't think, you know, one incident is something that really blankets the officiating in the league. I think that the guys do a very good job. One, it's a hard job. I know we can all, you know, there's probably not a lot of referees in any league anywhere that are usually well-liked, because you're in a position where, you know, you're always, if you make calls or you do things, you're always in a situation where that the team that's against it or the fan base that's against it aren't, you know, you're never going to make everyone happy. And it is a tough job. But I think that, you know, we do have very good referees. I think that, you know, guys do a good job of communicating with coaches and players. And, you know, you don't get to this level as a referee if you don't really understand the game and the flow of the game and you're doing the right thing. So, you know, I don't think it's a major issue with the referees in the NHL. I think they do a lot of very, very, very qualified, quality people. And unfortunately, one incident, I think, has kind of possibly blanketed a lot of those guys or refereeing in general, and I don't think that that's fair.
Predators head coach John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. John, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, and good luck tonight against the Red Wings.
Great, thanks. Always enjoy talking with you guys.
Absolutely. John Hines, Predators head coach here on Robbie and Rexro. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Nashville Predators, revisit our poll question of the day, and get into some news yesterday as well that made the rounds from our show yesterday with Matt Duchesne. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.